Tuesday's primary elections across Maine, Nevada, North Carolina, and South Carolina are revealing important dynamics about the current political landscape. Early voting in South Carolina nearly tripled compared to 2024 levels, suggesting high voter engagement even in an off-presidential year.
The Maine race has particular intrigue because of ranked choice voting and Bernie Sanders' controversial endorsement decision. Sanders is backing candidate Plattner despite ongoing abuse allegations, a move that's drawing criticism from progressive activists who argue it undermines the movement's credibility on social justice issues.
Sanders' endorsement calculation appears to be purely strategic. Plattner polls strongest against the Republican incumbent in the general election. But this kind of pragmatic politics over principles is exactly what alienated many progressive voters from establishment Democrats. It's a risky move for Sanders' long-term influence within the party.
In California, we're seeing the aftermath of Tuesday's primaries, where tech-backed candidates largely failed to gain traction. Xavier Becerra secured the top spot in the gubernatorial race, while Silicon Valley's preferred candidate conceded within minutes of polls closing. This represents a significant political miscalculation by tech leaders.
The California results are particularly telling because tech companies spent record amounts on these races. When you can raise tens of millions of dollars but still lose decisively, it suggests voters are actively rejecting the message, not just being outspent. There's a populist backlash against tech influence that these companies underestimated.
The Los Angeles mayoral race remains too close to call, with progressive candidate Rahman closing to within 1 point of establishment-backed Pratt as vote counting continues. This race has become a proxy battle over housing policy, police reform, and tech industry influence in local governance.
Housing is the defining issue in Los Angeles politics right now. Median rent has increased 23% over the past year, making it a kitchen table issue that cuts across traditional partisan lines. Candidates who propose concrete solutions for housing affordability are gaining traction regardless of their other positions.
Federal courts are also shaping political dynamics through judicial decisions. A federal judge blocked Trump administration efforts to tie SNAP food aid funding to immigration and gender-related policy conditions, with 20 states challenging the requirements as unconstitutional.
That SNAP decision represents a broader pattern of federal judges pushing back against attempts to use spending power to enforce unrelated policy goals. The legal principle is called unconstitutional conditions. The government can't condition benefits on constitutional rights. But the political impact is that it forces the administration to choose between policy priorities and actually feeding people.
The DOJ also dropped death penalty charges in a Minnesota lawmaker killing case, which removes a potential political flashpoint in a closely contested state. These kinds of prosecutorial decisions often reflect broader political calculations about avoiding controversial trials during election years.
In Congress, Senator Susan Collins set a remarkable record by casting her 1,000th consecutive vote, a streak that spans over 27 years. This kind of institutional commitment is increasingly rare as senators spend more time on media appearances and fundraising rather than actual legislative work.
Collins' voting record also reflects the changing nature of Senate dynamics. She's maintained her streak by being present for every vote, including many that are largely procedural. But it's also allowed her to build relationships across the aisle that prove valuable during crucial negotiations.
The redistricting battles are intensifying as well, with fights shifting to state legislatures after the Supreme Court weakened Voting Rights Act enforcement. This is creating a patchwork of different electoral rules across states, which could determine control of Congress in closer than expected races.
State-level redistricting has become more sophisticated with AI-powered mapping tools that can optimize district boundaries with unprecedented precision. Both parties are using these technologies, but it's creating districts that are more politically homogeneous, which tends to produce more ideologically extreme candidates.
We're also seeing interesting dynamics around endorsements. Progressive candidate Randy Villegas is extending his lead in California's 22nd district with Sanders backing, despite DCCC support for his opponent. This suggests the progressive movement maintains influence, even when Sanders makes controversial endorsements elsewhere.
The DCCC's struggle to control primaries reflects broader challenges facing national party organizations. When local candidates can raise money directly through small-dollar fundraising and social media, they're less dependent on party support. This democratization of campaign finance has unintended consequences for party discipline.
Looking ahead to Tuesday's results, we'll be watching whether high early voting translates to higher overall turnout and whether progressive challenges to establishment candidates gain momentum. The results will provide important signals about voter sentiment heading into fall campaigns.